Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go right now to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome onto the show a DC sports legend and a dignitary and the man that brought this organization 3 Lombardi trophies. The great Joe Gibbs is with us on Grant and Danny. Mr. Gibbs, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Grant, Danny. Thank you all for having me on. I love every time I get a chance to speak there to the greatest fan base in all of sports. I love the fans and all my memories there. Appreciate you guys having me on. Hey, and we're all excited, man. I gotta tell you, Washington in the championship game this week is going to be awesome.
Can you believe this?
It's pretty great, Coach.
Can you believe this is happening?
I can't. Let me say this. I told Josh, I was on the sidelines there in Detroit, and I just told him before the game, I saw him and David there, just really think a lot of both of them. And I said, I just want to tell you what you guys have done. This is really special. And we all know that are in football or follow it, how hard this is. And what they've actually done in a little over a year is put together a team and that winds up being in the championship game. And so all of us really respect it. I think it's great and fantastic for all the fans there. It's great for us to all be a part of it. And, you know, I just think it's a special time.
Coach, do you see parallels with this group maybe, you know, playing together, the sum of their parts maybe better than the individuals and some of the teams that you put together that went on such magical runs as well?
Well, you know, it's kind of amazing that in one of the things about football, and you got a team, sometimes a team just gets a real feeling and they care about each other and everything. And it doesn't carry over from year to year. For instance, you know, 87, when we won the Super Bowl in San Diego, we came back the next year and had our toughest year. Mm-hmm. It doesn't carry over sometimes. But when certain teams get a certain feeling, as a coach, I know I could feel it. And you just have a confidence about the team. And I think this team has done that. And, you know, when you think about it, the fact that Dan Quinn came in there, I think everybody likes him. The players like him. They respect him. You got a GM, Adam, when he jumps in there, makes the selections he did, and you got ownership with Josh and David, Josh doing all the things that he's done. It's just really, that is so hard to do, and they've done it. And so they deserve the credit, man. I got to tell you, you got to give it to them. And who knows? I think when you get to the championship game, you can make a case for all four of these teams. So it could happen. Each one of these teams is going to have a chance. A turnover at the right time, a great play at the right time. That's what it takes. That's why we all love it as fans. I know I'm going to be fixed on everything that's taking place in these two games because you know what's going to happen. Two of these teams are going to get to be a part of the greatest, one of the greatest spectacles that man can do, the Super Bowl.
The best. You don't need me to tell you because you know the voice. That's Joe Gibbs on Grant and Danny. Dan Quinn calls it his brotherhood. This is a brotherhood is the word that he uses. But I said this yesterday on the show. I did experience this most recently once before around your teams in 05 and 07. I'm a younger guy, so I wasn't around for the Super Bowl years. But especially after Sean's tragic passing in 07 and then in 05 when you guys won five in a row, in that locker room there was, I call it like a chemistry or just a love between teammates. But that's been your whole life. You do it now in NASCAR with Gibbs Racing. You did it in multiple iterations here. How do you build that chemistry and that brotherhood in the locker room? And how do you know when you've done it? You know, how do you feel it?
Yeah, it's kind of special. And I think certain parts of it, you're not sure how it did happen. But it's got a lot to do with the people you select and the people on the team and the character that they have. Yeah, I said early on for me, I was not a good athlete. The only award I ever got in sports was most improved. So I said, I better get in team sports. And so I love football because it's team. And it's putting a team together. And when I was the athlete, I said, I better be in team sports where other great athletes can make the plays and I can get some credit for it. But I love teamwork. I think that's what it is in football. That's what it is here in NASCAR. It's getting the right people together. And then, you know, I can tell you definitely in football, at certain times, in certain years, at certain times, the team kind of gets that feeling, and they have a confidence, and they make the plays at the right time. And it's just a feeling. It's like, and I think that's the reason why we love it. I know I love that part of coaching when you get that. I had, you know, a group of players that first go around and the second go around where we had a group of about 8 to 10 players that I leaned on. And when I had a problem with the team, I used to tell them, this is your team. Fix it. And honestly, they would fix it. I mean, that's what great teamwork. It's not all the coaches directing things. And I'm sure that's the first thing that Coach Quinn would tell you. And certainly it's what I felt.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Coach, watching this team from afar and then getting to be there with them this past weekend, when did you know that this group was special and different?
Well, you kind of see it in times where they won some of those close games. I think everybody was focused, too, because we know how important the quarterback position is. And with Jaden, honestly, he is – have you seen him with any emotion yet? This man is cool as a cucumber. I mean, nothing shakes him up. And when you look at the pictures of him on the sideline and everything, he's just ready for the next play. And I think he made the statement, I'm prepared so I don't have to worry about getting upset. But that has been obviously a big part of it. And but also it's all the other team guys. And you know, on any team, there's when you put something together in this short period of time, they find a way to, you know, actually play even better than what you would think that the skill of the team is. And I think they've done that. They play together great. They got a great team feeling for each other. They do have playmakers for sure. That showed up in Detroit. And so they've got what it takes. And like I said, what's exciting for all of us, the Redskin fans, I have a tendency to say that instead of the Washington Commander fans, but all of us, we're excited because it can happen. And so that's what's exciting when you get to the championship game.
Speaking of that championship game, Coach, I mean, what advice would you have about trying to normalize that game as best as possible so that they can make sure it's not the last one they play this season?
Yeah, I got nothing to coach them up on. They are way beyond me. They're doing a fantastic job. So they don't need me to tell them anything. These guys are on it. You know, the entire organization there is just absolutely doing great. I think we all what we'll be pulling for them to seize the moment. And it's, you know, when you get to this point, it's like I said, a turnover here, a big play there. You know, all it takes is one play sometimes to turn a game around. And that's why we love football. It is physical. So we love the idea of seeing the physical part of it, but it is also mental. You got to be smart. Okay. You want to protect the football. You don't want to be hitting people on the sidelines. You don't want to hit the quarterback low or high. It is, you've got to play the game smart. And I think that's what this team is doing.
Joe Gibbs giving us a couple of minutes out of his busy schedule. You're under a month away from your own Super Bowl in NASCAR again, the Daytona 500. And yet again, you guys are having to replace a points champion. I think Chase Briscoe coming in to take over for Martin Truex. So we're T-minus under a month, Coach. You're busy from all angles here.
Yeah, we are. We got a lot going on. And for sure, I think we get excited about we have an unusual thing. We have our Super Bowl is the first game of the year, which is the Daytona 500. Yeah, we added Chase to our group. I think we got four cars that can win, that's for sure. And then we're kind of working extremely hard right now because in this sport, what's different from football, basketball, and baseball, you got to have great partners, and their sponsors is what we call them. But they're really more than that. They're really partners. And we just had we celebrated King's Hawaiian coming on board for us, a great family organization. We're a family organization. We really fit. I'm going to California tomorrow to be able to see them. It's fantastic. We got them on board with all their great products. And then we have Saia, which is a trucking firm, a huge trucking firm that we just signed. So we're in the middle of that, getting everything dialed in for the Daytona 500, going there for a huge week of racing. And I love it because it's a sellout. Everybody's there. And it's a great forum to have a great weekend. And NASCAR, I love it because it's the it's the best race teams in the world racing in NASCAR.
Coach, good luck to you. This is always a treat to catch up with you, and enjoy Washington's game this weekend like the rest of us.
Will you be at the game, or are you going to be on the couch? How are you going to watch it?
I'm going to go to the game.
Oh, let's go.
That's pretty cool.
That's my plan. So anyway, let's go.
Very good.
Here we go.
Coach, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank y'all for having me on.
You got it. Joe Gibbs will be in the house in Philly for the Commanders and the Eagles in the NFC Championship.
Walk down that sideline, tap on someone's ear, say, hey, you know what play would be good?
Yeah, you can go help him out. Say you didn't want to help him out? We'll take all the help from Joe Gibbs.
Run 50 gut right at that guy. Run a little counter tray over there.
God, I love it. I'm 10 years old every time I hear his
voice.
Every
time, man.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.